is Izzy.
And this is SQ Lover.
And we're here for the second Squizzy show this week.
That's right. And we hope this one is a lot better than last time.
We'll definitely do our best.
All right, opening up, basically, for those of you that know Isaiah and I, you'll know that we have both been dead sick.
Oh, God, yes. So sick. Just coughing mucus everywhere. It's been a terrible, terrible week overall for me.
I went to the doctor recently, and I actually did test positive for the flu. And let me tell you, if you've had the flu, you know what we're going through.
Yeah, it's coming out the ass and the and the mouth. And Gene started to coughing. It actually, I believe it happened. I believe it started last week, actually, whenever I was over at Gene's house and we were playing Halo. Probably right before, I think, we did the first show.
Yeah.
I was feeling fine all day. I hadn't shown any signs of sickness and came over. Gene hands me one of these Capri Suns. You know, nothing suspicious about a Capri Sun. And I take one sip and am instantly sick after the very first sip. And started coughing. Gene kind of looks at me. I take some medicine. Everything's fine. But that's where the flu came from.
Now, see, when I got the Capri Sun out, I asked him, "Do you want a Capri Sun?" And he looked at me and he's like, "Yeah, Capri Suns are awesome."
Did I ask? He didn't ask, "Do you want the flu?"
Well, it came back in full circle, because when we did do the radio show, we were sitting around the Mac, much like we are now, and I did end up catching it from him. So, I guess it came out even.
I guess it could have been either from the radio show or the makeout session we had afterwards.
It could have been the makeout session, but, you know, we don't like to talk about that, except apparently on our radio show.
So yeah, getting over that, it's been really annoying going to work and everything this mm-hmm. week, but having a 103 degree fever has its ups. Has some pretty cool dreams.
Yeah,
on off fever dreams. Don't really remember too many of them. Some had to do with some kind of plumber and the Lord of the Rings.
Yeah,
but that was it for me. Do you have any fever dreams, Gene?
I did have some fever dreams. None that I can really remember, but the one that stands out the most was Team Saints, Pound Team Saints, was at CPL, and I was hooking up my keyboard and mouse to the computer, the tournament computer, and Angel Munoz was there, and I couldn't seem to figure out how to plug things in quite properly, and he was giving me a really hard time about it, and he told me that if I was going to compete at this level that I really needed to know how to plug in my keyboard. So, yeah, I don't really know what was going on with that, but I look at him in a different light now.
Yeah, because he's the guy that said it to you in your dream.
It's true, and I think he should be held accountable for that.
Alright, I guess we need to move on to the next thing we had to talk about.
Right.
And that's once again our good friend Adam.
Right.
Adam is just an awesome person in general, and I think that every one of you needs to know that.
Yeah, really anyone who knows Adam knows that anytime we say anything about him, it's because we like him so much, and not because he gives me sexual favors under the desk.
Well, that as well, because it's well known that Adam is the best at sexual favors.
This is true. Anyway.
But Adam's a great guy. All of y'all should get to know him.
Wow. All right. Yeah, no, Adam is a good guy. He's the leader of the clan. He really keeps the clan together and does, you know, what he thinks is best for us. And
yeah, it does a lot of the work, really.
Yeah.
Coming
pays,
up with the...
pays for things, you know.
Yeah. I help pay for my part of it, but most of the people that are in our clan are poor.
He says that you owe him $33.
I'll pay him. He never told me.
I actually owe him $33 as well, but
all right.
We're going to keep that hush-hush.
I mean, and is that for the sexual favors or the server?
No, the sexual favors for the comments that we just gave him.
Oh, I see. For the comments.
For right. The comments.
All right, cool. Big news from me. I beat Halo on Legendary.
Right.
All by myself.
And I'm a little upset because last week, you remember us talking about how difficult Halo is on Legendary with two people. And I was really looking forward to playing, you know, through Legendary with Isaiah. And, you know, he went and he beat it by himself, which, frankly, kind of makes me sad.
Well, I'm sorry, Gene. I was sick. What can I say? I was bored. And all I had to do was play Halo. And I thought about you while I was playing Halo.
No, I know what you were thinking. You were thinking, wow, I could have never done this if Gene was here.
Well, you do kind of suck at it.
This is the truth, and, you know, I try to be good, but I can't. And it's not my fault.
But you're good at Counter-Strike, and that's what matters.
That is what matters.
Not Halo. Halo, the game that doesn't matter.
Will you stop taking apart my tool?
Oh. I'll stop playing with your tool. I'm
Thank
sorry.
Thank you very much. And for those of you at home, we mean he's got this little ratchet. I don't know what you call this.
It's a Craftsman.
It's some kind of tool. And we've already been told by listeners that you don't like us talking about objects within the room. So we're going to stop that.
All right. Enough about Halo.
More about Super Mario Sunshine. I've been playing this game for the Cube, and I just got it for Christmas, and I've been playing through it, and this is probably the most stressful platformer I've ever played in my life. The camera. Dear God, never in the right spot. I've never missed so many jumps so many times.
Oh.
Easy jumps, too. But yeah.
If you weren't such a pansy, then you could beat the Mario game.
I
For Christ's sake, Gene, it's Mario. It's, you know, it's not like, you know, life.
Yeah, no one can beat life. This is true.
It's Mario with the with the hose attached to his back.
And that's funny, because I think what Nintendo's thinking that the Mario brothers need attachments now for them to be successful. When, I don't know, does it get better than Mario 64? Does it anywhere?
I don't know if it ever has. Well, Mario 3.
Mario 3 was good, but only because you could hop around in that boot.
Yeah.
The boot really made the game for me.
And I guess that was somewhat of an attachment.
Yeah, well, I mean, Mario 3 introduced so many different types of power-ups that I don't even see how
And secret levels and everything.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of the greatest games ever made, for sure.
Alrighty then.
Other than Gene completely sucking because he can't beat Super Mario Sunshine, which, by the way, I beat in one day.
Ugh.
Because it's so easy and not hard.
It is easy, but it's just stressful, is all I'm saying.
Okay. and that you suck.
And that I suck, yes.
Just as long as you can admit that.
I'm not the console game extraordinaire.
And that you have a small penis, admit that, too.
Ugh.
Admit it.
I will not.
Admit it, Gene.
Okay.
Now that that's out of the way.
Now that that is out of the way, we're going to talk a little bit about what Isaiah and I love the most. Each other. I mean Counter-Strike.
Counter-Strike.
And basically, for those of you who have been following the community, you know. And for those of you who haven't, you don't know. But Valve has finally caved in to some of the requests that gamers have been making. None of the ones that we thought they would, but they're fixing the money system. And for those of you that haven't read this, Isaiah, my friend, does not have an internet connection, so this might be the first time that he's heard this. Valve has announced that they are no longer going to punish the CTs in money when the Ts save out.
Whoa. Rounds.
Yeah.
Really?
And also, when you plant the bomb as T, the round timer will turn off. So there is no hiding after 35 seconds.
When is this update?
This
coming
update
out?
Comes out the 14th of January.
Good lord.
So this is no getting rid of the shield or anything like that, but it is a step, and we all have a Shagwire to thank for this. He wrote a big long article and posted it on gotfrag.com, and that spawned about 200 people.
Fantastic.
So
well, that'll put a new turn on the whole.
Yeah,
the
really
whole
cool.
thing. No timer when the bomb starts, huh?
it's gonna be great. And
so you'll be able to plant just down to the last second.
And yeah, and it really makes it. I guess what they're going for is a more spectator friendly event, because nobody wants to see four terrorists save out a round. I mean, that's not
right.
That's not fun.
Well, that's great. I think.
No, right? I think it's right stuff.
About damn time.
Mm-hmm.
All right, excellent. Now if they just do something about the shield.
Yeah, if they would really just do something about the shield, it'd be fine.
I'm going to go ahead and call everyone that out there that decides to use a shield during an actual match.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to call you faggot.
Yeah.
And asshead.
I also second that, the fag dude and the asshead dude. you really are what makes Counter-Strike horrible. Shield greater than Counter-Strike 24-0. All right.
Indeed.
One of the things that you guys told us to do was to start playing music in our radio broadcast, so we are going to. And right here, we got a song for you from Reflection Theory, reflectiontheory.com, and we hope you enjoy.
was one kicking Plissando. Now we got Kevin on the line here. Kevin Martin. Kevin, you there?
Yeah, bro.
What's going on, man?
Not much. You're live on Squizzy Radio.
I feel so honored.
You should feel so honored.
So, all right, Kevin, tell us a little bit about yourself.
My name is Kevin, and that's about it. I'm not a big fan of Gene right now.
What? How are you not a big fan of me? Everyone likes Gene.
I don't think so.
What did Gene do to offend you, Kevin?
Nothing.
All right.
Well, it looks like that's all the time we have for Kevin.
give us a song. A song, Kevin.
I don't have a song, but I have a joke.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, hang on. All right. So, a man and a giraffe walk into a bar. And the bartender says, "Holy cow, you can't bring that in here." And the giraffe drinks so much beer that he falls over dead. And the bartender goes, "You know, you need to get that out of here." And the guy goes, "Get what out of here?" And he goes, "Holy cow, your giraffe passed out." And then the man goes, "That's not a cow, that's a giraffe."
Wow, that's horrible.
Kevin, you're cut from the team.
Indeed. For those of you that don't know, this is Kevin Ghost Martin. He plays for Team Saints, and little does he know that he's being cut momentarily.
I'm removing him off the Cal site right now.
Awesome. All right, Kevin, well, thanks for calling in, and we wish you the best of luck in the rest of your day.
Yeah, and long life to you.
All right. Bye then.
See you later. All right, that was Kevin. Very productive phone call.
No, I don't know. I don't think that was that bad for the first phone call we've had. It could have gone better. Kevin could have been a little, you know, less gay.
Less gay and more interesting.
More
maybe.
Interesting, yeah, yeah.
but maybe someday we'll get an interesting phone call, you know, from someone cool.
Yep, maybe, but you know, probably not.
Probably not. Not people like Kevin,
mm-hmm.
who smell of feces.
Always. And,
always.
Well, I guess that's it for Squizzy Radio. We want to tell you guys to send us an email out at squizzyradio@hotmail.com.
Yes, squizzyradio@hotmail.com. Please call. We're taking ideas for prank calls as mm-hmm. well. We're going to have an extra one on the site for you today. And,
an extra two, actually.
Or is it three?
Well, let's see how many we got. The three, and then who knows?
Whatever we do
today.
Give us your thoughts on some prank calls, and we'll get those done for you.
Yep. Just any comments, requests, questions, anything. You want to be a guest, go ahead and, send us an email out there, squizzyradio@hotmail.com.
Fantastic.
All right. All right.
Have a good one. See y'all later.
Whoa, we got a catchphrase here. Spadoodle?
Spadoinkle.
Spadoinkle.
Spadoinkle to you all.
All right, then.